You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This interview is brought to you by Discovery Business Insurance.
If you are familiar with the Discovery business model, you will know that at the core of it is improving human habits with the use of incentives that they sometimes use, like what they do with their Vitality program, where they reward you for buying healthy food and also exercising. So it's called, or I understand it as a business model of doing well by doing good. And I think it's going to become a lot more popular all over the world as we pursue a recovery from the pandemic that's equal and that is sustainable. But let's take a look at how Discovery is also doing business a bit differently in the insurance space. And we've got Lana Ross, the Chief Operating Officer at Discovery Business Insurance, for more. Lana, thanks so much for your time. So just tell us about business insurance and how Discovery's approach is slightly different to what's been done elsewhere.
Good evening, Sukit, and good evening to your listeners. Discovery Business Insurance was launched in 2018, and it was launched with the vision of building better businesses in South Africa. Behind this vision, we recognize the significant contribution that businesses, especially SMEs, make to the country's economy. So the way in which we do this is we help clients to manage their risks. So clients get tech-enabled risk assessment tools, and this will help them manage their physical risks. They can also assess their businesses using a business health check. So by using all these tools, we try and assist our clients by understanding both their physical and then their non-physical risks so that they get a full picture of their risks. The premise behind it, of course, is that if they improve their risk management, we are assisting to build better businesses and to help them protect their businesses.
Sure. And the driver behavior program, just give us some highlights as to how it does contribute towards keeping vehicles and drivers safe.
Yes, well, if you look at the data and the statistics that we've gathered over the years of running our Vitality Drive program, and then just for the benefit of the listeners, this is a program that specifically encourages our clients to drive well and gives them data on their driving behavior to help them improve their behavior. So over the years, we've been monitoring the success of this, and drivers who drive well have an 80% lower loss ratio than drivers who don't drive well. And obviously, the benefits of lower claims are clear, both from a client's perspective and from broader road safety perspective. So what we did in Discovery Business Insurance when we launched was we took these learnings and we said, how do we have a Vitality Drive program for small businesses that actually looks at rewarding and encouraging the driver of a business as well as the owner of a business to manage their driving behavior. And by doing that, you know, our clients could actually get up to 30% of their premium back.
And you're also doing some fresh stuff in the firefighting space, having recently launched that service. Tell us more about that and exactly how the Fire Force service works.
Correct, Vicky. Discovery Insure has always at its core kept clients and society safe. If you look through the years at some of our initiatives that we've launched, we've got the Impact Alert Initiative. We've got the initiative like the Pothole Patrol, where we send our teams to fix potholes. And we have partnerships with Community Active Protection, we refer to them as CAP, which help to protect clients' homes and their vehicles. So we're always on the lookout for additional ways in which we can help protect our clients, and we identified fire as a risk that's been increasing over time. If we look at our claims data, it shows that the fire claims have been increasing across the country, and of course with more fires occurring in winter, so it's very topical at the moment. And the cause of the fires that can lead to high levels of damage, if we look at some of the claims that we've had, would be electrical failures as a result of load shedding, poor electrical installation, overheating. And actually, if you look in the commercial environment, what we find there is fires are often caused by poor risk management on the part of the client. Obviously, it's got quite a catastrophic effect, both in the personal lives and in the commercial businesses that we insure. So given all these facts, it's kind of a natural extension for our shared value insurance model to launch Fireforce. And we did this in partnership with Advanced Emergency Management Solutions. So through Fireforce, we will provide private emergency management solutions to our personal lines and business insurance clients within the Johannesburg area. So we will provide a firefighting assistance in case of a fire to their vehicle, their home, or their business. You can get that a quick fire response can make all the difference in keeping clients' lives and their valuables protected. So it's an essential service for our clients and for the community at large.
All right. Good to know, Lana. Thanks so much for giving us that detail. Lana Ross, Chief Operating Officer at Discovery Business Insurance.
This interview was brought to you by Discovery Business Insurance.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.